Unique New York. Unique New York. Yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, red leather. Okay, here we go. I'm so fucked up right now. Hey, what's up? This is my 4000 and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. We are the relaunch of the 2012 Best Radio Program nominated Dirtbag Radio. Only now we are in the legal cannabis state, working in the legal cannabis industry. We are recording live out of the greater Pacific Northwest area, covering from Seattle to the Portland area. And the premise of the show is to take one strain per show and to find out the extra effects that nobody's talking about. This episode's strain is Lemon Birthday Cake by Funk Extracts. It's sponsored by the Quinzicana, the Canna Boutique. And I've been smoking this for the past hour. And this is one of those strains that I didn't really feel that high. You know, like I feel it's one of those creeper uppers, you know. Sometimes you smoke by yourself and you don't really feel high. And then you try to talk and you're really struggling to put things together. I kind of feel like that. Like I'm really conscious about my words and I'm like, yo, was that sentence correct? But it's already done past. And because of that, kind of struggling to stay on topic. See, fuck, I fucked up struggling. But I was able to write this little list. Damn, I'm fucking really struggling to talk right now. That's pretty good. This is, again, I smoked Lemon Birthday Cake from Funk Extracts. Been smoking it for the past hour. I usually like strains that have lemon or orange or any citrus name in them. That means they have like a terpene called limonene. I'm going to get a little extra nerdy here for you real quick. Terpenes, I believe, are the crystal thingies on the weed and shit. And like they have different flavors. By that, I mean like the scent. You know how some weed up here smells just like if you peeled some oranges and put the oranges in a bag and you're like, smell this. The weed smells exactly like that. Has citrus, right? So that smell also gets associated with a type of high. I kind of like this high. This high is, if you guys have ever felt like the nervous high, the little anxious, anxiety, a little bit shaky, a little bit forgetful, you know, I would call that the citrus or the limonene terpene high. So anytime you hear, well, anytime I hear lemon, orange, tangy, those type of names in the strain, and then I find that the strain kind of smells citrusy, I'm down. I know I understand that high, and honestly, that's probably the only high I've gotten to like connect together. I haven't connected the other smells and stuff like that to the different highs. So I don't like falling asleep, so I try to kind of stay with that one. This one's more of the productive, get shit done. I do feel a little bit anxious. I have been noticing sometimes the shakiness might come from some of these cannabis strains. They don't give you the munchies. It's not like the old school ways where you think like, oh, I smoked some weed, I got to eat the whole box of cereal. Dude, we forget to eat. A lot of us forget to eat. So we're here like, man, this weed's making me shaky as shit. Oh, crap. I haven't ate since yesterday. I forgot. I skipped breakfast and it's fucking 6 p.m. And I should be eating dinner, and I haven't eaten all day today. Except for this Red Bull and the coffee. Two joints and a vape pen. You know, that's us up here, man. We forget to eat. We're busy selling weed. It's like a lot of inventory control. It's not simply like, here's an eighth. We're not allowed to smoke at work. You know, we're not like smoking in there, and you show up, and we're like, give you what the fuck we're smoking. It's not like that. It's actually like very similar to bartending at a bar. And that's why they're called bud tenders. Which I'm talking like this because some people might be like, yeah, that's what the fuck they're called. But I'm in college right now, and when I bring it up in class, everyone's all like, meh, meh, meh. Bud tenders, that's right. And it's like, yo man, we, you understand, people that work at a dispensary, me included, you know what I'm saying, we're just basically like drug dealers, legal drug dealers. We're just like, yeah, we're gonna sell this drug as a team. That's crazy, dude. It's like an organized trap house. A very organized trap house, a legal organized trap house. Because I've gone to trap houses, bro. It's kind of similar. Take my money, here's, you know, whatever. But at the Kings of Canada, here's a commercial. Ooh, here we're gonna do the commercial. They're the sponsor. Here's a good ad lib. At the Kings of Canada, it is the finest organized trap house in the country. So much so that it's called a canna boutique. What is a canna boutique, you say? I'm not really sure, but the managers there tell me that it means that the weed's better. And I believe them because he seems pretty knowledgeable. He says words like terpenes, hash, you know, smokes rosin, one of those guys. So he knows what the fuck he's talking about, apparently. You name drop those things. Yo, I don't know what's going on. Oh, fuck. This strain's making me jump topics. We're supposed to be doing a commercial for the Kings of Canada, but my brain wants to bring this public service announcements to all people from California to come to Oregon. That's coming from Oregon. Why am I saying this? This is a sponsored show. I should really not be talking about like this, about especially tourists. The tourist community provides so much income. I should probably be on my best behavior, but the strain is making me continue to advise Californians that when you do come buy cannabis from a budtender, you can just ask us questions. You know, we don't need like a resume of the things that you've smoked and what you're used to smoking, you know, unless it's relevant to your purchase. If you're like, yo, I'm looking for something like that, then it would be like, okay, cool. I don't know kind of where to go, you know. Sometimes people come in and just kind of tell us, yo, I've smoked this, I smoked that, I smoked it from here, from San Jose. And I'm like, okay, are you looking for that here? Oh, no, I want to see what you guys got. I'm like, okay, so what was the point of all that? But I get it. I understand a lot of people are high. And it sounds like a first world problem, especially if you're like a drug, like a real drug dealer, you know, from like an illegal state like Texas, where you can still go to jail if you get caught with a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Louisiana, you know, shout out to people in the illegal states. Yo, if you're still selling weed in an illegal state right now, 2023, shout out to you, bro. You're still fucking, you love the plant so much. Like, I moved to a legal state to be in the industry. You know what I'm saying? You won't do that. You'll just like provide it's a needed service, man. I lived in Houston. There's no dispensaries, but I smoked weed, a lot of it. So thank you guys for your underground coordination. I'm sure your people really appreciate it. This is probably not a good, well, you know, maybe one day when you're coming on vacation, you can come to the Disneyland of weed, and that is the world famous Kings of Canna Canna Boutique here in Portland, Oregon. They have the best strains from the best farms. I think Oregon is probably one of the best. I mean, I feel like I'm sounding like Donald Trump. I'm just saying best a lot. You know how he keeps saying millions and millions? I feel like I just keep saying best, but I think it's like probably the, I mean, it's another word besides best. I'm the sorest here. The most top-notch, the dopest dope. It's hands down dopest dope in Oregon, United States, maybe. Maybe in the world, I would say. I don't know. Everyone's really like, oh, I'm gonna go to Amsterdam, but they don't understand, like, in Amsterdam, it's not legal. You have to like buy shitty weed under the table. It's not like the dispensaries up here where we get to like, all right, there's competition up here, there's capitalism. If you have shitty weed, they're not, no one's gonna buy it. You know, we're not California where there's like half the dispensaries are still illegally operated. Like, we follow the rules up here in Oregon. You know, we're rule followers up here. So we grow some real nice weed. It's all legal. You come up here and you buy some shit, you know what I'm saying? And you're helping the fucking schools. Do drug dealers go to the schools? They're like, here's some of my profit. No, they don't. They keep all the profit. They buy themselves cars. Just, you know, the drug dealers from Houston when I was from the Cadillac DeVilles. you know, those type of cars, you know, that's what the money goes into. You come over here, Kings of Canada, you need a little bit of tax, you know what I'm saying? But it's the best weed ever, you know, and helping little kids with books and shit, you know, all that crap. Cool, man. Thanks. You're a fucking hero at the Kings of Canada. Buy weed from us, little kids and books and shit. That should be the slogan. You're a hero. Thank you. All right, now back to the show. That was a shit commercial, dude. I'm so glad that this is a comedy. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause can you imagine this is like for reals? One time during a real live stream on a nominated best radio station in Houston, I ate mushrooms right before the show and they kicked in during the show. And I regret that so bad. There's an episode out there where I sound like a complete buffoon. Imagine you're on the radio and I'm the fucking host, dude. There's no co-host. I'm not like, you know, I can't hear. Tell us about the weather, Jib. No, it was me. And I was like getting topic, like a conversation with different people, but I'm leading the conversation. I'm leading the show. I'm leading everything. They don't know what the fuck, you know? No offense to them. It was just like, that's the way the show was set up. I just start tripping balls, dude. I'm talking. You know how embarrassing that is, dude, in your fucking 20s? God damn it, doc. They're giving me a shot to be part of this fucking radio station production. It was funny. It was, they were kind of, they were, luckily they were like hippies. So I was talking about like, guys, we gotta love each other. And if we just like really don't give a shit about our problems, like you can evolve into a higher being of love and light. And the producer was like, yeah, everything you're saying is true. Because, you know, we're hippies and we all smoked DMT and shit back in the day. So what was the point of this? That's not good. All right, so here is the list that I wrote down, or I asked AI to write down. Oh, AI, another fucking podcast talking about AI. No, I'm gonna change it. No, dude, we might bash it. I don't know. I feel like a lot's happened since the last time I've done a podcast, which I want to apologize. It took so long to do another podcast. It's because, dude, my lungs hurt, bro. And then I'm like in school and shit. And like, it's kind of hard. I'm like a senior and they expect you to do like really good work. And like, I'm fucking 40 years old doing graphic design. I'm doing a done. Imagine you're 40 years old and they're like, do Photoshop, but you've never done Photoshop in your life. Do you understand how panicky? And that's where the fuck I'm doing, dude. I'm here running around with little 19, 20 year olds and shit, going in college, 21 year olds. Drawing things, logos, rebrands, and shit. Making sure things line up. The amount of fucking fonts I have looked at, bro. The amount of customers that I'm like, what about this font? No, what about this font? No, what about this font? Oh, yeah, I like that one. What about when this is your logo name? No. It's, I don't want to say infuriating, but that's like, I guess that's the job. You know, you can't be mad for people. If you're like a Subway sandwich worker and people want like, oh, I want this cheese and that cheese. Well, what the fuck, bro? You know, like, well, those are the options, you know. So I gotta kind of, I'm trying to, it's different than my background. I'm used to like electrical background, electrician work, and everything kind of works a certain way. And man, this fucking stream is making me jump from topic to topic. I've been looking at this list for a while, trying to tell you guys, hey, I've gotten organized. I asked AI to write me this list of how to be able to describe these strains to you. And what I've noticed, because the whole premise of this show is that this is a scientific study. See, I haven't even fucking finished the intro to the fucking show, dude. I did the ad lib. Oh, that was the ad lib commercial, the fucking three. Okay, never mind. We're good, dude. We're good. We're in the show right now. Never mind. Rewind. All right, just ignore that. But note how the fuck I'm talking because this is the whole premise of the show. Okay, I just repeated myself. So do note what I just said earlier. The whole premise of the show is that we're, dude, if we were doing a job interview, this would be horrible. And that's what the show's about. I'm smoking this. I'm You know how hard my lungs hurt from fucking taking dabs and shit? I don't have the machine that tells you the optimal temperature. So I don't know if I'm taking hot dabs or not. I'm just kind of hovering my hand over, like I know what the fuck, or I even know what the opti one, what the temperature's supposed to be, and two, what it feels like. I'm just waving my hand over the fucking bong, like I know what the fuck I'm doing. And then I do a dab, cough furiously into a fucking pillow, and I don't even know what the fuck the point of this is, but I have this list in front of me, I guess that I've been staring at for a while, and it's supposed to describe the different things that the cannabis strain is doing. And again, we smoked, what the fuck is this again? Lemon birthday cake. And again, I was explaining the lemon. Limonene has a terpene called limonene, gives a citrus smell. So the list here says like this, I guess this is like mood, body high, mind high, social interaction, appetite. I don't get the munchies from this. I don't feel like I should be eating. I didn't feel high by myself when I was smoking. And when that happens, this is the fair warning. This is what I'm starting to find out. If we're all going to learn from this shit, okay? Whenever you're smoking weed and you don't feel like, yo, this weed kind of sucks, I don't feel shit, right? And then you talk to somebody and you're like struggling, like I fucking am right now, to like put coherent words together, or like what the fuck's the point, or you keep topic jumping, which I have been nonstop this whole time. That's not good. Especially if I was doing a job interview right now, this is a strain for sure. I'm going to a job interview. I need this job. And I smoke this strain. I am probably not going to get that job. So I could feel myself. They'd ask me some fucking question and I'd be talking. And then I'd be like, Rhodes. Is Rhodes. Is that a real word? Rhodes. Did you say it right? When? Or won? Did you win that or did you won that? When? Like ran? When? I win. When's that right? And that's going on in my head while I'm talking to you. And I was having this epiphany because I fucking started using TikTok. And I would say probably 25% of the videos of TikTok is people telling me, hello, do you have self undiagnosed ADHD? Like, do you twiddle your thumbs? Do you bite pens or shit or whatever? Things that people do. Do you shake your foot at your desk? Do you listen to music on headphones? You might have ADHD, you know, like, okay. And they're probably right because I had a point to this and I fucking forgot the point. And I was gonna hate on these YouTubers. Oh, here's the point. Maybe I don't have ADHD. Maybe I'm just fucking high all the time. Huh? Do we think about that? I gotta remind myself, hey, bro, you're extremely fucking impaired all the fucking time. Like the fact that you're doing things and you're getting on shit like the dean's list and college and shit, and you're like turning in projects on time. You're doing awesome, bro. You're good. Keep going, man. Just be creative. And try to get shit done the way your teachers tell you to. Yeah, you know, I'm in college, so whatever. I don't think I have ADHD, man. Stop telling me. Have you considered that I am doing drugs all the time? Have you done that in your TikTok video, Mr. Influencer? I need an influencer that does like drugs. I need bad people to, not bad people. I need people that have bad habits or maybe came from like a really bad place to start stepping up, taking some of these jobs in societies. Like if you were like one of these people that like orphan, went to jail and you changed your life around, instead of being like a priest and like vulturing off like a communion off of community or whatever, tax-free money, you know, why don't you? Damn, where did that come from? I forgot what the fuck the point of this was. See, this is what I'm talking about. If you had asked me an interview question that would have been my answer. And you're like, yeah, this guy's on drugs. And I feel confident when I'm saying these things, which is not good. You know, I've noticed if you talk slower, really focus on each words, it sounds like you know what the fuck you're talking about. But I'm really stalling because I forgot what the fuck my point was to anything that I've been saying for the past 30 seconds. That is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to look at my notes now. There was a point to all this. My notes are up. It's showing different moods or different things to judge the cannabis strain by. I feel like I've talked enough about that. So let's go back to these topics here. I wrote these earlier. I feel like the more that I talk, the stupider I'm sounding to the person that's listening, you know. And this needs to be noted. So if you fucking lemon birthday cake, if you're at the club, I think this is a good strain at the club. At the club, what the fuck are we talking about at the club? There's fucking music. We're drunk. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's drunk. You smoke this, you're good, bro. They won't hear half the shit you're saying. You're screaming in her ear, you know, and this, you're changing topics. So like, he's like, oh, he's very interesting. He talked about different topics and shit. We talk about dinosaurs and stuff, pterodactyls and stuff, and then the Power Rangers. And he said he had a crush on the Pink Ranger, you know, stuff like that. This is good for that. You don't want that shit in a job. Like, if you're trying to do shit that's important, like, and speaking, like, you're a public speaker, I wouldn't smoke this. You know, you got to give an important speech at a wedding. I've said this before, but that's the only thing I can think of when important speeches. But, you know, mood-wise, I feel happy. I feel kind of focused. I'm not sleepy. I am conscious. That probably sounds stupid. So I'm trying to focus more on what the fuck I'm going at. I don't feel body high. I don't feel light buzz. The mind high, I do feel me jumping from topic to topic. And it's very hard to stay on one topic because I want to say so much and shit. And just a lot's been happening, man. I've been really busy with school. I saw a spike in listeners. Like a big spike. Like, a lot of people are listening to the show right now. And I'm scared. It's a lot of pressure. But I think if the job is, what are you talking about, bro? You gotta just smoke one strain and tell us what the fuck you feel. All right, I'll do it. You know, I'm not gonna lie. First world problem. My lungs kind of hurt a little bit because I smoke so much. I got to inhale and exhale. I did try a couple times to do a couple shows on edibles. And I just would just fall asleep, dude. So, you know, I have attempted to do radio shows since the last one. So I know it's been a little bit since there's dropped. I felt a lot of pressure. I saw a lot of, like 1,000 people download. There was like 1,400 downloads the last month. I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot, especially for me just fucking off, you know, for like the past couple weeks. So if you're listening, I'm sorry, bro. Damn. If you're like you're probably like, man, this guy would make a horrible employee. Nah, man, I'm conscious about it, man. I wasn't fucking off. I was in school. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me to make more shows, I would just advise you to fucking buy a t-shirt, man. You guys don't understand the amount of pressure I feel when someone gives me money, whether it's like $20, $10. Like when I start doing designs for people and stuff like that, like when I get a new client, because I'm a graphic designer now. When I get a new client and they give me their deposit, I'm like, holy shit, I need to hurry the fuck up. And I fucking draw my little heart out, thinking of different things they want or whatever. So I don't like have, you know, if you guys start buying shirts, I'll fucking pump one of these episodes out once a day once a day, bro. We'll be like, not the Joe Rogan. We might as man, we should, dude. I just need to be consistent, dog. I've been around for since 2006. I was podcasting since 2006. That's crazy, dog. Like straight up, yo. I've been listening to different influencers, and I don't know about you guys. I stopped following friends. I started following like all these entrepreneurs and shit. So all I get is like graphic designers and do this, do that, land this client, open this business, get an LLC, buy a fucking 6,000-pound car, and then charge it to your company tax-free. And as someone that's been poor all my life, it's kind of hard to go from like, no, where's the paycheck coming in? And then going from that mentality to, rich dad, poor dad, let's keep the money circulating. All right, but we're getting off topic here. We're trying to talk about different things here because there's a spike in listeners. And I'm trying to apologize to you guys. So I'm sorry. All right. I'll try better. But I'm just letting you know if you guys want more out of me, money really motivates me. You know what I'm saying? I feel really guilty. You buy a fucking sticker, dude, and I'll be like, fuck. I feel guilty. Check out linktree.com/Amaya4000 and we'll get you hooked up. Check out the store. There's a couple episodes there. There's a Pound Bag Radio store. There's another art store with all these other designs and stuff like that. Check it out. Trying to get my shit straight here. About to be like a full-fledged artist here in a couple months. I have like 3 months left of school. I start school now. I'm in spring break right now. Spring break. Woo. What have you been doing? Nothing. Trying to get my portfolio. Trying to sign up on Fiverr so I can make people's logos for $5. Try not to panic here because I'm like, go to school and they're like, yeah, graphic design. And I know people have like jobs out there and stuff. But like I'm conscious about what's going on, like the teachers that work at our college. They work there part time, so they're like working 40 hours plus working 20 hours at the school, so that's 60 hours a week. And then like some of them weren't making ends meet, so I'm like, sweet, this is a field I'm going into. But that's if I do graphic design. I do want to do film a little bit more, have a couple ideas. And so how So AI, huh? Have you guys been using this shit, artificial intelligence? I've been using it. I've been like this whole entire time, anytime any kind of technologies come out, new technology, these new apps, I've been like, no, I don't want it. I'm not gonna do it. And then by the time I do it, it's like not cool anymore, So this time around, I've been trying to fully do things and like at least attempt to dabble in them. Like I know how to make NFTs and shit for people. I have a couple NFTs, which a lot of people are like, what the fuck are NFTs? Like I get it, but like until other people get it, it's not gonna take off anywhere. There's a lot of potential, but it's basically making receipts for people. I'm not gonna get into it. Never mind. I don't wanna start describing all this shit. I'm trying to stick to conspiracy theory topics because I've noticed very scaringly, I might add, that people like to hear conspiracy theories, especially right now, because there's a lot of shit going on in the world. Since the last time I put out an episode, I've been just talking about strains and a lot of shit's going on in the world right now. And I put out this video of like in 2011, I went on Spanish Univision Radio in Houston, Texas, and they got me to go for National UFO Day, which I didn't know that was a thing. And they made me do an interview about NASA secrets and shit like that. And I was thinking, like, man, this is my chance to get on the Ancient Alien crew. So I fucking went all out, bro, right? And these fuckers fucking edited the fucking, they edited my voice out. They put some other Hispanic guy. For one, my Spanish is shit, dude, you know? I don't have a fucking slang or nothing like that. I just have shitty Spanish. And they put, like, some Puerto Rican guy that has, you know how do I explain this? You know how some people make fun of Japanese people? Their R's and L's get mixed up, you know? Instead of saying hello, they're like, hero, you know? Puerto Ricans are the Japanese people, the Hispanics. They also mix their R's and L's together. So instead of saying hablar with an R, they'll say something like hablar, you know, with the L at the end, even though it's supposed to be, you know, like to say stop in Spanish is parar. But if you're Puerto Rican, you'll be like palal. The wapalal. You know? That's I don't talk like that. And that's how the guy in the interview sounded. So I posted it up online today, hoping that no one would pay attention. And I'm such an introvert now that I don't want the attention. I don't want to be on camera like I used to back in the day. I'm just like, I'm good. That's why people are like, well, why'd you put a camera? Like, because I don't want to, bro. What the fuck are you going to stare at me for? Listen to my voice. Look up at these ads that are popping up. Go look at this. This podcast is so you can, like, open it, listen. Go back to your shit, bro. You're fucking busy, dog. You listen to Gary Vee and shit. You're here fucking flipping couches that you found for free and painted, or I don't know. I don't know who the fuck are. Clients are, for some reason, a lot of people in France downloaded the episode, so thank for that. I'm trying to think that I talk shit about French people and someone heard me and they're just like, I don't think so. I really have a reason to talk shit about the French. I'm trying to think. No, you guys are going through some revolution. Like I said, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, right? Okay, so let me get back on track here. I've noticed that people like to listen to conspiracy theories. And I was a dude, basically, in 2011, was trying to tell people, yo, UFOs are real. There's fucking UFOs and shit coming out of NASA. The interview didn't even get to that point. I spilled my guts thinking that, yo, they're gonna put it all out. They're going to discover me. This, you know, I had credentials. I had a secret clearance. I was in the military. I'm fucking Hispanic. So, you know, first generation. You know, I was thinking all these things. And apparently, it's kind of hard to get into the alien expert. Because it's basically you just repeat. I mean, I would assume being an alien expert just means you can repeat the same shit, right? I just repeat stuff that I heard. And it just happens to be true. You know, like things that I went through, and like, well, this is what happened to me, and then other people told me this, and, you know, I can't verify anything, right? So I wanted to do that again for you guys. I have more conspiracies to spread here, and again, I can't back anything up, but what I'm seeing happening right now is something that I heard about that was going to happen a long-ass time ago. So I'm going to let y'all in on another conspiracy theory, like before it happened type shit or whatever. Or I guess it's happened. How do I explain this? I heard about this conspiracy theory. I didn't really think much about it because, you know, I take a lot of things in. I like hearing stories, dude, whether they're believable or not. I don't know. I heard that there's Bigfoots in the national parks up here. I heard there's a conspiracy theory that the only people that get alien abducted are people of German, literal German descent, like from Germany, you know? So if you're from Germany in the United States, hiking in a national park, you might get abducted by aliens. I've heard that conspiracy theory, you know, shit like that, right? So this is one that I heard a while back. And I was like, nah, that's crazy. I don't see how that's happening. And then years later, I'm like, holy shit, I think it's happening. I think this is what this happened. Okay, so imagine this. This is all right, close your eyes. Bataan were two intellectuals, Freemasons, you know, doing our Illuminati. I don't even know what the fuck. All right, let's start over. I don't like the strain, dude. I feel like it's making me sound really stupid. I've caught math. Hold on. All right. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the conspiracy. Okay. So, all right. You ready? Here we go. Imagine there's the Illuminati. Everybody knows about the Illuminati. What do you mean? You know, the whole pyramid shit, all everything. Imagine that whole thing. Okay. That's true. All right. That would mean that they're like the Americans are like controlling the world or whatever you would expect, right? Okay. What imagine that's what you believe, right? And that's true. Whether you believe it or not, that let's just say that's like that's going on for this scenario, right? So that's like the Illuminati's like the Europeans and shit, or like, you know, Romans. I think the way it went, it's like the Egyptians turned into the Romans, turned into the Germans, turned into like the Germans didn't win or didn't lose. It just spread out or something like that. Because like NASA was founded by German Nazi scientists that we acquired after World War II, like that type of shit. So what the fuck was I talking about, man? This fucking strain, dude. Do you see that? I'm talking about something mid-sentence. I didn't have any intrusive thought come in and I just stopped talking. See, we were at a club. Who gives a shit? The music's too loud. You can't fucking hear me. I'm taking a sip of my beer or whatever, you know. But if this is a speech, imagine if I was president and I was giving a speech and I'm high, because why wouldn't I be? I'm fucking president. Of course I'm going to get high. Give me those edibles. And I'm just like right now, what the fuck was I talking about? You know, has anybody considered that the presidents might be doing drugs? Because I tell you straight out, dude, if I'm the president, why the fuck am I not high? You serious? You think me not being high is going to give me like better? Dude, I don't get to choose shit anyways. It's like a whole cabinet and crap and it has to go through like Congress and, you know, I'm just a bill, all that stuff, you know. Only like 3 people get that joke. Okay. Yeah, I would be high all the time. We should probably consider that. Weed's legal in Washington, D.C. And if I was president, I'd be high as shit the whole time. So, just to put that out there. How is this relevant to the story? Oh, because I can't fucking remember what the fuck I was talking about, dude. All right. Oh, yeah, the fucking... See, maybe it's the weed. Maybe it's the Illuminati doing the whole brain erasing shit. The whole Man in Black little zappy thing. Maybe that just happened to me. You know, because now I remember. All right, here it is. Illuminati. All right. They're doing their shit. Kind of everybody knows, okay, they're fucking the world, all right, but who's gonna, what are we supposed to do, you know, that type of shit. So there's Asian, Chinese Illuminati. Okay, I'm telling you the name Red Dragon because I'm just remembering that name, but again, I don't have any proof of nothing. I'm just telling you rumors. This is chisme or cheese. These are rumors, gossip. This is the hot goss on the streets. The conspiracy streets. Probably not, because I'm the only fucking person that remembers this shit. There's a lot of stuff that I used to like point to people, and it's not on the fucking internet anymore, dude. I can't find the UFO crashing and skidding, bouncing off the earth a couple times. That video's gone. I used to be able to pull that motherfucker up. The STS mission UFOs, I was able to pull those up easily. Now I can't. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of videos of conspiracy shit that you like, now it's real, but it's not there. And obviously people are like, oh, they took it down. Like, yeah, but you would think it'd be like on some fucking website. I don't know. All right. So the Chinese Red Dragon Illuminati, like they have their own, just imagine like you know, there's like the Marines and they're like, oh, the Chinese Marines, there's a Royal British Marines, like, oh, y'all got y'all's own shit. Okay. So there's like apparently like I don't know, in Asia there's like another Illuminati, and they're supposed to be this, I heard this a long time ago, that they were doing shit. They start getting ready to like get the this Illuminati that we all know out of power. So it was like this underground secret society power shift war. And then they were talking about like, because they have the technology supposedly to make or modify the weather now, which I think there's a scientist named Michio Kaku that said if we're supposed to be a type one society, which for us to not go extinct, we need to be, you're supposed to be able to control things like the weather of your planet, time and space, and immortality would be one thing too. So we should be able to solve death. Which we, I think the next step in evolution is human cyborgs, which I think there's already some cyborgs now. The people don't see them like that, but if you had like a pacemaker or any type of electronics inside your body to help you stay alive, you're basically a cyborg, you know? You're just like the first round. You're the Ataris. And I'm gonna wait till the PS5s come out before I fucking merge. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna merge right now. Can you imagine like merging with AI stuff or any kind of robotics now? It'd be like the girls that were like taking ass shots in the 2000s, and now it's like 2022, and they're like, yo, I'm taking my ass shots out because they're killing me or whatever, you know. That's crazy. Girls used to just like let people inject stuff in their ass cheeks because that was the thing to do. And I don't know where I got off topic here, but this is just again Lemon Birthday Cake brought to you by Funk Extracts, sponsored by the Kings of Canada. Make sure to check them out. They got lots of specials. My favorite special is Top Shelf Tuesday. Go there on a Tuesday. It's a little bit packed, but it's good. It's worth it because everything's on sale. All the flowers on sale. All the flowers like $25 an eighth before taxes of your medical, $30 after taxes. $30 and you've helped little kids and shit, bro. And you get a fucking eighth of like the best weed. This weed usually is like $50 an eighth, $48, $54 an eighth, you know. Expensive weed and everything's on sale. There's something that's not even on double sale. $24 an eighth, $20 an eighth. You're like, man, you don't got no fucking money. Dude, get $3, bro. They got a budget section. $3 an eighth, bro. Or $3 a gram, sorry. $12 an eighth. Just throwing numbers out there. People are like, I don't even know what the fuck you're saying, dog. I don't smoke weed. I don't know what an eighth is. And I could be like, this is 3.5 grams. This is America. We don't fucking use grams, say pounds. Ounces. I don't even know what the fuck, you know. Sorry. The point is, dude, this really gets you off topic, huh? This fucking strain. The point is, a long time ago, I heard through the grapevine, I honestly don't remember how, that, all right, guys, it started today. The Red Dragon and the Chinese Illuminati organizations doing what the fuck they need to do. And they're like, we're going to bring down the regular Illuminati, you know, whoever the fuck we, you know, whoever blood sacrificed for Jay-Z to be famous and Beyonce, you know, that Illuminati. And that's what's going on right now, I think, with this whole China. Okay, in case you don't know, right now there's like the United Nations, there's a war between Ukraine and Russia. And then Russia, on top of fighting with Ukraine's like, all right, sweet. Britain, you guys did the Brexit. So Britain, Russia, India, basically like Saudi Arabia, you know, everyone that's not cool with the US, China, Iran. Why don't we like form together and like form like a new world order? You know, let's form this like, and you know, because I don't know if you know this, we have forced everybody on Earth to use the dollar. And I was shit like the internet. People know like, yo, inflation means this and hyperinflation and the value of a dollar is going down and it sucks, you know? And some people use the dollar, like other countries use the, but like keeping a good example, Salvador, they are a country. Damn, this is a fucking intellectual ass conversation, isn't it, dude? Who the fuck would think you'd be learning world economics here at Poundbag Radio about what the fuck's going on? I'm just trying to tell you a conspiracy theory, right? Let me just, so basically, there's like these countries that are joining together. And if you're like, this is the first time you're hearing, look it up. It's called BRICS. BRICS. And we're like telling Mexico right now, which is our to the southern border of the United States, hey, get your fucking cartels in check, or we're going to go in there and check them for you. So Mexico's like, oh, word, bro. You're going to come at us like that? Because I was all thinking about joining this BRICS, Russia and India. I don't know, man. They just seem much friendlier than you, jerks, you know? Maybe they'll build the wall, screaming at them, build the wall, fucking pay for it, Mexicans. Maybe they took that shit to heart, maybe. You know how we are. Just playing around as Americans about stuff. Don't you get sarcasm, you know? The foreigners. We always hurt foreigners' feelings. If you're an American that uses sarcasm, you're out here hurting. Foreigners don't fucking get sarcasm, dude. Imagine you go to Japan and someone's speaking to you in Japanese and they're just like, konnichiwa, anata wa maya-san, watashi wa, you know, shit like that. Are you going to catch me saying watashi wa or watashi wa? You know, you're not going to catch that shit. You know, unless someone sits there and explains it to you, which is like, what are you talking about? You know, if you're a foreigner. But that's what the fuck we're trying to explain to people that are like, if you're sarcastic, just so you know, that's why you have no friends. Me included, bro, me included. So we're trying to work on that, though. We're trying to work on ourselves, you know, listening to Gary Vee and flipping free junk picked up on the corner for $5 and put that towards our savings, all that shit. I'm trying to motivate myself because I'm going to fucking graduate here soon and I'm trying not to freak out even though I'm 40. And all my friends have businesses, so I should just probably start my own fucking business, which I can. I'm still like, no. You know, the little kid in me is all like, I don't want to run a multi-million-dollar corporation, you know. But I'm trying to force myself to be like, hey, man, you've been out here smoking weed this whole fucking time, stupid brain. It's time for you to get your shit straight. I still gave you weed, but you just get your shit straight, bro. And it's not working. But we're gonna work on it. We're gonna try to pump it up this term. And I got off topic because we were talking about the Illuminati. And then you're like, yo, this guy's talking about the Illuminati, talks about his fucking college. 2 stars. Come on, man, I'm sorry. He personally apologized to me at least twice on his podcast. I'm going to give him 4 stars because I feel like he really cares about his listeners. I do, man. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. Yo, if someone is listening to you, listen to this podcast with you, I just want to let you know that the person that you're sitting next to is fucking the coolest person I've ever met, bro. Like this one time he saved my life. Like I was drowning and he jumped in the water and saved me from sharks. So I owe you my life. All right. Don't forget that. Also, yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to keep myself from crying because your friend here that you're sitting next to saved my life. And that's what we do here at Poundbag Radio. Make sure our listeners feel really appreciated. Hopefully someone sitting next to you at this moment, or if not, then fucking pause this and go somewhere tune this in and just stare at them in the eye and shit. Right now would be a perfect time to bend down on the knee and propose to someone, because we helped you up, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is like a perfect, and because of this, I want to marry you, you know? And, yeah, man, you're fucking, this guy's cool, man. He's been listening to us for a while. He downloaded the episode. He's probably like, this guy is a tard. We can't use that word no more. Fuck. I'm canceled. Shit, dude. We do need to note that. I have noted that some of the strains, a little bit of racism comes out, which, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for people, but if there's a strain that you're like smoking, you're like, man, what's up with all these people? And, you know, you pick a fucking color. Be like, maybe we should stay away from the strain. It gets grandma in trouble all the time and go to the Winko grocery store. All right, so back to the topic here. Chinese Illuminati. Currently right now is fighting American Illuminati. I don't have any proof of this. Other than, no, there is no proof. You just got, this is the hot goss on the conspiracy street. Where did I hear this? I can't even fucking, the website's gone. Oh, real convenient. I guess, not really. I'm trying to fucking show you my references and they're gone. That's kind of shitty. I did all this fucking reading and stuff and now I gotta repeat it, or if not, who the fuck's gonna know? So I heard that a long time ago, and I think with this whole BRICS thing, I think that's what's happening. BRICS is the new world order. And I know I just scared like half my family because they're like Christian. They're Christians. Cristianos, you know? And the New World Order, I think, is like in the Bible and shit. So probably freaking some of you guys out right now. And that's why I don't like doing these conspiracy things, bro. Because then you guys are going to start asking questions and shit. Where'd you get your reference? Like, I don't have references, dog. All I have is hot goss that happens to be from people that are credible, or like from websites that were credible that existed back in the day but not anymore. Dude, I've been on the internet since 2006. Since 2006, dog. Since before you even, like, you were shitting your diapers, I was out there hitting on girls on AOL chat rooms, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for a while. I've been looking at conspiracy theory documentaries before. Like, Netflix cuts it up for you. Netflix, like, oh, here's a series. There's a 4-part series, 1 hour. Nah, dude. I watched this documentary called The Reptilian Agenda by David Icke. 9-hour documentary. I looked at my friend. I was like, well, we got weed. We got food. It's in the morning. We'll be done. We start now. We'll be done by, like, 6 p.m. at night. I'm down if you're down. All right. Boom. Watch the whole shit on one fucking sitting, dog. A 9-hour documentary about reptilian aliens. You understand the amount of commitment? Yeah, I was single. Yeah, of course I was single back then. You think someone getting laid was fucking watching that? No, I did the groundwork, bro. This is what I'm doing now with this podcast right now, too. Because here's another secret. I don't think there's a difference between sativas and indicas. I think that literally just means where it's from. That's all it means. Where is this from? And we've, like, it matters, like, the name, like, hopefully the farms are credible enough to, like, keep the same name consistent. So if you look at lemon birthday cake, you know, hey, don't smoke just before a job interview or before I'm going to talk to someone important. If I'm going to go out, yeah, I feel confident. I probably sound like a moron, but I feel confident, like a confident moron. So, you know, maybe to our French listeners, they're probably like, eh, typical American, you know? So, yeah, I feel like I want some fireworks, maybe. Fireworks would be cool right now. I don't feel extra patriotic or nothing, but I wouldn't mind some shit blowing up. Not like war-wise, just more like, ooh, psh, psh, you know, for my enjoyment. Small explosion. Fireworks. Let's not use the word explosions. All right, so that's this hot goss, bros. Maybe, and if you guys want to, like, remember, New World Order, say of the Russians, or if you don't still know what the fuck I'm talking about, Russia and China, they're all getting together and being like, hey, let's not fucking use the dollar anymore, even though the US has, like, rage war on everyone and forced everyone to use the dollar for trading oil. And that's why they like, well, we're gonna do sanctions on you. And it works because they're like, oh, well, we're using the dollar, so shit, you know. But imagine you have like other currency and they're like, well, we can just use the Chinese yuan. And they're like, okay, cool, let's just do that then. So when the US sanctions you, you're like, we don't care because we don't use the dollar. That's what they're trying to do. The last time things like that have happened, leaders have tried to come up with their own shit. The Gaddafi in Libya was trying to make like a gold African coin, and they blew old boy up pretty quick. We went to war with them without literally going to war with them. I don't know how the fuck that happened. Like, we bombed them. We bombed the shit out of them, and they were like, nope, we're not at war. No, this isn't war. This is operation. Like, it seems like we're at war right now. I don't know. Like, we're doing the bombing. You're like, no, NATO is. Like, yeah, but we're leading. We're doing like 1,000 bombings a day. France is like four. And they were like, all right, we bombed them. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Well, we're reaching the end of the show here, guys. The whole point of this premise of the show here is to try a specific strain. We were tried. This is a lemon birthday cake from Funk Extracts, sponsored by the Kings of Canada. Check them out, www.kingsofcanada.com. Also, check out Funk Extracts, funkextracts.com. Make sure to check out Linktree/Amaya4000. Support the show. You guys want more episodes? I'm not trying to hold you hostage, but I know, like, if you guys buy a t-shirt, I feel really guilty, and I'll be coming back on here, especially right now that I know a lot of people are listening. So hopefully you guys like this episode. It's funny enough for you guys. This strain was very hard to keep on topic. I didn't like it. It's a good high. No, not really. I didn't really feel high. It just fucked me up. Like, I just feel stupid. I kind of don't want to put this episode out, but this is the whole premise of the show. It's like, well, you don't get to edit shit out, bro. You said it. The strain made you said it. Then that's the fucking, that's what we're doing right now. You know, hopefully I don't get canceled. Hopefully I can rely on, okay, well, the strain made me do it. So we got one more strain to try. We might do two shows, man. I don't know. But this one's done. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Catch you on the next one. You'll be listening to Pound Bag Radio. Peace.